from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks to that burrito, Jordan. It was good. I just wolfed that down during the commercial break. All of it. Oh. A lot of potato in that. Oh, man. All right. Taking your calls now. We're going to hop in the time machine.
Engaging.
Now we're going to talk to our younger selves. 818-955-2955. What's one thing you would say to younger you? 818-955-2955. All right. Andreas. It's been on hold for a long time. Hello, Andreas.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Andreas.
All right, what's the one piece of advice, or what would you say to your younger self?
I would say definitely not to get married so young.
How old were you?
I had just turned 21 when I got married.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, man.
Yeah, that's tough. Yep.
Are you
got to enjoy your life a little bit. Actually, we were separated 3 years. So... Yep. But I just want to give a shout out to Egg Pussy.
Hey!
Yeah, Egg you Pussy. Egg Pussy.
Egg Pussy.
All right, Andreas.
Egg Pussy. Thank you.
All right. You're going to get a 1-year VIP at HeidiandFrank.com. So stay at home.
Right on. Thank you.
There you go. Don't split that in the divorce. It's all yours.
Yeah. She get 6 months. You get 6 months. That's not how this works.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right. Next up is Julia. Hello, Julia.
Hey, guys.
What's one thing you would say to your younger self?
Never go to Florida. Nothing good comes out of Florida.
Is that because you listen to the show and you've heard all the stories from Florida, or you've actually been and had a horrible experience?
Oh, I just came back, and in the last week, I was given a false positive of COVID, been kicked out of my hotel by the police, and had to find my way in a strange city that I did not know to find testing sites to get two negatives to come back home.
Wow.
I thought Florida was like, nah, COVID, schmovid, you're fine.
Yeah, they gave a damn.
I really didn't either. Wow.
So, Julia, what were you doing in Florida? Spring break?
Working for a sporting event that's been in the news a lot lately.
The Super Bowl?
A little late for that one. Try wrestling.
Oh, WrestleMania, huh?
Yep.
What do you do for WrestleMania?
I'm a stagehand.
Nice. Is that like the coolest job ever?
You would think so until you get COVID and get kicked out of a hotel. The only thing that came back with me was bed bugs.
Jesus, Julia!
And that was from...
That was from
the hotel that kicked me out.
Ric Flair.
Triple H. I don't know. I was trying to think about it.
Do you know Ric Flair?
I saw his tour bus.
All right. You're the coolest person on the show right now.
Well, welcome back home to California.
All right, Julia.
I'm in Vegas.
Or Vegas. Okay, sorry.
Close enough.
All right, yeah. Going to give you 1-year VIP to HeidiandFrank.com.
Cool.
Thank you,
that'd be awesome.
Stay in hold.
I'll take that as my birthday present because COVID certainly wasn't it.
COVID and bed bugs are the worst birthday presents of all time, right, Jordan?
Yeah, give me a gift card, something. Jeez.
You want a breakfast burrito? We can send you some breakfast
burritos. You like potatoes?
You're not an egg pussy, are you? All right, stay on hold, Julia. We'll hook you up.
Thanks.
For some reason, this thing. All right, let's see. Mark is next. Wants to tell his younger self something. What would you say, Mark?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mark.
Then I would say, that was fabulous. I would tell myself, do not go to Vegas with your girlfriend of 17 years with her whole family. You're going to get married.
Oh,
so you got...
I was drunk. They talked me into marrying their sister.
Come on, we're all here. It'll be great. I mean, we're all here.
Was that the entire intent of the family trip? Was to get you drunk and get you down there to the little chapel?
No, I got myself drunk. I go there to just kick back in the air conditioning and watch the Dodger game. Everybody gambles. I'm not a gambler. But I gambled with the marriage, and I lost.
Oh, so you've already been divorced?
No. See, we were together 17 years, Frank. This is a story. High school sweethearts. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. We go to Vegas to see her brother get married. And her older sister, which me and my girlfriend don't really like, she says, why don't you guys get married? And we looked at each other and said, you want to give it a shot? And we talked each other into it. After 7 years, after 17 years, the seven-year itch came in, and she split.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Where? So just don't go to Vegas with your girlfriend's family.
Yeah, never, yeah, that sounds right.
Never do it. All right.
Good note.
Mark,
yeah, it was a party. It was a lot of fun, but.
Did the Dodgers win?
Fuck.
They didn't win either?
Oh, my God. That day, it was very shady.
What a horrible trip.
Yeah.
All bad. Right, Mark, you stay on hold. We're going to give you 1 year VIP to HeidiandFrank.com, okay?
We should get bed
bugs. God bless.
So it didn't turn out all bad.
Yeah.
Next up is Syndra. Is that how you say your name? Syndra?
Yes. Wow. Hi, family.
Hi, Syndra.
Syndra, so what would you tell your younger self?
You're not fat, and yeah, that's a good picture.
So you'd be sarcastic to your younger self?
No, I was so not fat, and I always thought I was.
That's how that works. Like, I can think all back right. at times in my life where I'm like, God, I'm fat, and then you look back at the picture and go, wait, what? That
I was 110 pounds thinking I was fat. Like, insane. What was I? I was stupid. And then I look at pictures now that I thought were so bad, and I'm like, wow, that, I don't know what I was thinking. That was really, you see, your standards go down as you age.
You know, oh, absolutely, Syndra.
For sure. Yeah.
Heidi showed me a picture, I guess, when her mom was out. She brought some old photos of Heidi that she didn't have, and she hasn't posted on Instagram yet, but I'm sure you're going to see them. Is that it was one where you graduate, like the year you graduated high school.
Yeah, and I just got my braces off.
And so it's Heidi standing in like the kitchen in like a pair of white denim shorts, mm-hmm. not cutoffs, but just regular denim shorts and a top and
tank top.
And she was like, you know, look how skinny I mean, I was. I mean, she was like super thin, but I mean, she's just graduated high school. But then she instantly, because she's super thin, she can't complain about how fat she is. She goes, look how big my head was. She found something in the picture to complain about. I was like, what? I can't believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
You still found something to complain about, even
horrible.
Though you look back and go,
I should have just let it go. Be like, oh, it's cute.
It's cute.
So
ridiculous. We need to appreciate our younger selves.
We do. Sure. And our current selves, because let's be honest.
Oh, and
Heidi,
years
from
I have
now,
to
yeah.
Oh, I know. Right? 20 years from now, we're going to think right now we're really hot.
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have to thank you, Heidi, for the squeeze. I'm on my second day of my juice cleanse.
Excellent.
And how's it going?
I feel fantastic.
Yeah, girl.
I really got to do it.
Oh, my God. Yesterday, I took 2 dance classes and worked out with weights for an hour and had energy for days.
Yeah, it's really cool. Days. It's really great.
Yeah.
Squeeze.com. Go there. Good. Check it out. It's delicious.
Yep, it tastes good, and I'm not hungry.
There you go.
Damn it, mm-hmm. I really should try that.
Thank you, Syndra.
All right, Syndra, yeah. Thank you so much. That you convinced me. I'm actually going to try it now.
It's a real deal.
Yay. Can I get a t-shirt? I love you guys.
Well, what size do you need?
Extra small. No, kidding. Medium.
Oh.
Well, maybe you need to get a 7-day clamp.
I have big boobies, though.
Oh, big boobies, too. All right, Syndra, you stay on hold. What kind of dance classes are you taking? Like pole dancing?
Hip-hop.
Or?
Hip-hop. No, I used to teach pole dancing, actually.
Syndra, what do you look like if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity?
I have a pole in my bedroom, too. I used to look like, I look like Shelley Long from Cheers.
Okay. Mm.
Or nice. Linda Pearl. She's an actress.
And now you look more like Kirstie Alley.
Now I look like...
Norm.
Like, if I put the really blurred tone on my face, my selfies,
yeah.
I look like Christie Brinkley.
Damn, girl.
Very nice. Very okay. nice, Syndra. You stay on hold. I'll give you one year. Are you a VIP already?
I already am.
All right, then I'm going to give you that t-shirt. Okay, so you stay on hold. Sammy's going to hook you up.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye,
Syndra.
Guys.
Thank you. Anybody else want to chime in what they tell their younger selves? Anybody? Because I think Johnny mentioned crypto. Heidi mentioned, what'd you say?
Tanning beds.
Oh, don't buy a tanning bed.
Yeah, just stay out of the sun.
Jordan,
like
it's your birthday. I guess, what would you tell your younger self?
Between what Johnny said and what the smoker lady said, it's somewhere between that. I mean, saving money, not necessarily crypto, but just like setting up some sort of like Roth IRA when I was younger.
You know what's so crazy, Jordan? Since we're talking to our younger selves, the life skills that we wish we learned in school, they ask people, and the number one answer was how to save money.
Yep.
They,
go ahead, teach trigonometry, yep. Worthless.
They have all the memorization I gave you earlier, that quiz. Oh, it'll be fun going back listening to KLOS too. yeah, having to memorize those things that you never ever probably used again.
Life skills.
Yeah, how to save money was number one. Things you really wish you could have learned in school. Number two is how to budget and organize your finances. Once again, I mean, it's all combined together. Mm-hmm. Number three was how to invest.
See. Yeah.
Number four was how to take care of your mental health. Very important. Take the stigma off of it. You start teaching that at a very young age, like mental health, it's normal.
Yes.
See, the thing is, and I'll say this to people. People suffer from anxiety and depression. I think that's normal. I think if you, you know, go out and you're nervous about stuff and have a little anxiety about situations, that's normal. It's the person who's dead calm that's a freak. We should be terrified every single minute of our existence flying through space on a rock. Are you kidding me? We should all be screaming with our hair on fire. So if you suffer from anxiety, you're normal. Don't knock it. I mean, if you don't want to be so anxious, then get something if it's a problem, but don't consider yourself abnormal.
I wasn't really worried about daily life until you mentioned the fact that we're on a rock going thousands of places.
I'm sure I freaked a lot of people out
I never really thought about it that way. I thought it was just kind of nice. But you're right, we're flying through space, Frank.
Right.
Damn.
Also, how taxes work.
Mm-hmm.
How to do your taxes, how to be confident. That'd be kind of a tough class, right?
Well, I think, you know what, you only build confidence yourself. No one else can help you with that. And so I think, but learning these things and going, dang, look what I did. I did. Right. I was capable of that. Like, I did that.
That's school. I mean, that's just like you get a grade back and it's an A. You build confidence off you did the work and you turned it in. You got an intake to your parents. Your parents pat you on the back and you get to do stuff you like to do and you don't get grounded. Confidence. Yeah. I'm smart. But as far as like confidence class, I mean, there are a lot of people who are just like the wallflowers. And
well, that's like communication class. Like communication class. Right, yeah. You got to get up and.
But then that build confidence, getting up and facing your fears and just having to give a speech.
When you're done, you're like, I was worried about doing that, but I did it. So now I know that if I ever have to do that again, I'm capable because I've done it before. So then you have a little piece of confidence in that column.
Or it's just every day somebody gets to walk down the hall to Brick House and everybody cheers.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody stands against the lockers, and every day a different student gets to walk down and the whole student body's just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the confidence class. Crank it. That's Heidi's day to walk. All right.
Oh, me?
Build that confidence.
Thank you.
Sammy, could you do that? Did you have enough confidence to walk? I mean, the entire student body standing in the longest hallway at school. They're all standing against their lockers.
Like the main hallway.
And you have to walk slowly down to Brick House and everybody's screaming and cheering. Think you could do that?
No. No.
You don't have the confidence? This is what this whole class is about, Sammy. Building your confidence.
It's your final project.
You're
going to
make it through those double doors way down there and you're going to be confident the rest of your life.
But I don't think that forcing somebody to do something that they legitimately don't want to do is confidence. Is giving them confidence. It's just creating anxiety for that person. Yeah, there's a big difference between forcing somebody to do something and them feeling like they're trapped by you making them do something and building confidence.
So it would have to be different for everybody. Like for Sammy,
it's like the facing of the fears. Like if you had a fear of heights and then you jump out of that plane and then you landed on the ground, you were filled with excitement and confidence that you did something that a lot of people can't do.
Sure, but at the same time, when I was in high school, I was a cheerleader. I performed in front of crowds. I performed at the rallies all the time. But that's still a thing that if people didn't have that sort of confidence, they wouldn't be doing that. But to say, you don't have any confidence because you won't walk down this solo hallway to Brick House in high school, I don't think it's true.
The idea was the person who doesn't have it to do it. And then by the end, they're like, yeah, this is awesome. Now I know what it feels like to be a cheerleader.
Because I think what would, like in that situation, somebody would be awkward about that because now all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, everybody's watching me. I hope I don't trip. What if,
if you trip, they're just like, yeah! I mean, there's no negativity at all. It's a positive hallway of goodness.
But wouldn't
Craig it!
House. Yeah, she's mighty, mighty. Just a
I did not love yourself by the end of the day.
Wouldn't the building the confidence, though, first would be, well, I'm asking, because wouldn't it first be teaching somebody how to dance into that song so that when it came time
they
to
could
do
dance
that, they were confident in their skills to do that?
Mm.
No, don't dance for the people in the hallway. Dance for yourself. That's confidence. It's dancing like no one's watching, and everyone's watching.
House. Yeah, she's mighty, mighty. I just let it all hang out.
No negativity. You're like, I make fun of your dancing. Whatever it is, it's good. It's awesome.
Yeah, she's the one, the only one, built like an Amazon.
That's me.
There you go. Don't you feel more confident from listening to this?
Or you could do maybe an even more modern version that could give somebody the same feeling, Right Said Fred.
I'm too sexy?
That's
a little overconfident.
I don't know.
As far as everyone saying she's a brick house, where it's like everyone's telling you you're great, as opposed to...
Frank, it's your walk. It's your walk.
No.
Frank Kramer, everybody.
No, because you're like, what a diggy, so into himself. I'm too sexy for this school. No, it's the song from Kingpin where he walks into the bowling alley and he's going through and high-fiving and grabs somebody's like corn dog, takes a bite off of it, and he keeps on walking. He's got a couple girls behind him because he's the biggest bowler at the bowling alley. What was that song? That's the song to walk down the hallway with. That's confidence class right there.
Damn, that song is that? Kingpin soundtrack.
Look that up. Other life skills that we want to learn is that we wish we would have learned in school: how to cook basic meals.
Mm-hmm.
We had cooking class when I was in school. Is that something that stopped in the curriculum, Sammy?
Cooking? No, there was cooking class at my school. There was no home ec, but there was cooking.
Cooking? Was there sewing?
No, we had a cooking class. We had a ceramics class, and then like art and theater and that kind of stuff.
Who's going to need that?
Well, what do you got to put your new noodles in that you just created? You need a bowl, don't you?
I can go buy a bowl, but I might need to sew a button on. we had it was cooking and then sewing.
Mm-hmm, us too.
And there was another one. I still remember what it was.
Oh, we had auto shop too.
Oh, yeah, industrial arts.
Yeah, the industrial arts. We had welding, metal shop, and then woodworking. Wood shop.
No, we only had auto.
Only had auto.
Like, see, that's
auto
a good
shop's
one too.
Gone now,
that's
too.
Really good to know too. Like,
cars are so different now. It's like you can't even go out there and just work on it.
The problem with home ec was like we made very few things, like cookies, and we never really like, all right, here's the deal. You've got $100 less than that. You've got $50. You've got a family of four, and your husband's bringing over somebody from work tonight for dinner. Now you got to go to the store. I mean, it should be more inclusive.
This isn't a game show.
But I know what I'm saying. No, but I'm saying, like, you need to, like, true life stuff, not like, I make cookies. I know how to run a house now. It's like, no, here's the deal. Here's how much money you have. You've got four people. Somebody's coming over for dinner.
Maybe that's why there's an obesity problem in this country, because we taught everybody how to make cookies in the 1980s. That's all we ever taught them.
But to learn how to time things out and use have enough money, and this has got to time out right.
Maybe how to nutrition.
Yeah.
Maybe you just know a little bit more about that. Meal prep.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're not, we don't have the weight issue and the problems that we kind of have now.
I didn't go to the store and I don't have any money. Well, let's just go to McDonald's.
Here it is. Here's the song came in.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Was this Disco Inferno?
Get up if you're at work listening. Just walk around dancing. Even if they can't hear the music, got headphones on, you'll feel confident getting back to your chair. You make everybody happy, no matter how you're dancing. Don't dance up on people at work, because then that gets iffy. Just dance around by yourself.
move now.
Well, Sammy, I know you've probably been to a wedding where at the reception, there was that part of the reception where people kind of split up. There was a circle of dancers and people would get in the middle and they'd dance by themselves for a while. You never were that? When they pointed at you, you never jumped in?
No. And first of all, I'm drunk at weddings anyways, but you have to understand I grew up cheering. I've been told by everybody that I'm not a good dancer. So that was not my strong suit. And I was the shortest one, and they would put me in the back because I wasn't good at dancing.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So I'm never going to feel confident. And hey, no one's watching, no big deal. Everybody was always watching, and everybody told me I was bad.
Sammy!
Well, this is like therapy now. I think you should get on the table here and start dancing for us all.
Are you talking about your cheer coach?
It's a room of dancing positivity.
Just the other cheerleaders.
No negativity at all. No matter what you do, we're cheering.
Ew!
But I was good at everything else. What do you do?
Hey, listen, God doesn't give you everything.
I was a good flyer. I was good at the cheers. Dancing was not my strong suit, and everybody told me. So, no, I don't like dancing.
It doesn't bring her joy. Yeah.
Right.
It brings her stress and anxiety.
Right, exactly. Right,
let's pay for Sammy to go to a hip hop class with the last caller, and then we'll have a variety show. See what you learned. No?
Well, you swear that I haven't done these things before. Oh. This is a world I was
so
in.
It's a lost cause.
Right.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah. It's just not going to happen. All right.
Frank, it's like you taking intimacy training. You're not going to. You've given up.
Well, get ready for this.
I've never seen you open up like that
before.
It'd
been great if we had a song for you. But we don't.
No.
Because we got to go to break.
All right.